Welcome to The Ugly Truth. I'm Jamie and this is Stephanie. You know what? Daryl was right. It's only 8 seconds.
Yeah. Why does it feel like
it feels like an eternity?
We're so weird.
I know it is weird. So yesterday, Daryl. Okay. First of all, I don't know what childhood trauma I had where I hate going to military air shows.
I don't know. Neither do I, because we've never been to one a day in our life.
No.
I didn't attend one until I was an adult.
Well, we did. I don't know if we all went, but I definitely have gone to air shows with our father.
Hmm.
I was a kid. It was not, and I mean, I can't remember how old I was, but I was at least 8.
Oh, I don't remember.
Or 9.
Did I go?
Probably is my guess. I think it was one of those family outings where we're required to attend, you know, back in the day when our parents were trying to pretend that they were happily married.
Oh my God.
Right before the war. Anyway, so
I was like, wait, what?
I have a weird thing about air shows, and I always have, and I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea.
Well, that makes sense.
But
I'm sure it wasn't a good time if we went with our parents.
No, it was terrible. And I just remember it being hot and loud and uncomfortable. And, you know, the way our parents were, and a lot of parents, not just ours, but, you know, we had boomer parents, we're Gen X. There was no water. There's no snacks. There's no shade. There's no sunglasses or earphones, you know.
There's no preparation of bringing small children to an all-day event.
To a military facility
where
they
have to
jets.
Walk when their legs are only like, you know, half a foot each.
No strollers, no nothing. Right. You know, it's just like we're going and you're coming with us and we're going to have a good time, goddammit, that kind of thing. So I don't remember them being pleasant. And so Malia, my daughter, her boyfriend is a mechanic in the Air Force. He works on the C-15s, the F-15s, whatever,
super
all
cool.
the things.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And he's really, really smart.
Yes, he is.
He's a good egg. Really like him.
He is.
And so
and he's super cute.
He is adorable. If a 7 foot tall man can be adorable.
He's a freaking tree.
Isn't it funny how he, of course, you know, Malia falls in love with someone. She's like 5'3" on
she's
a good
day.
She's
the tiniest thing on the planet. She is.
She's a wisp of a human.
She's a speck.
She's like this little wisp of a person. She's like an elf.
And she chooses this green,
he's this,
the jolly green giant.
He's so big. But he's such a gentle giant.
He
anyway.
Is. Oh, no. I'm just saying, like, physically, the irony is it's real.
It's so true. So anyway, he wanted us to come so that he could show us what he does. He wanted to explain things to us and all that. And I'm like, and Malia's like, Mommy really wants you to come. And I'm like, all right.
Yes, you
must. He goes, can you come on Sunday? And I'm like, well, Sunday's not looking good. And I don't want to just say, we'll come. I said, but does Saturday work for you? And she's like, yeah. So we get there. The Blue Angels will be performing.
Oh, my God. I would go just for that.
Well,
they're so great.
If I have seen them, I don't remember. I mean, I know I've seen them flying over me because they've been at other Air Force bases around here.
They go to the Rancho. Go to the Capitol Air Show. We try to go every year. We've not gone every year, but we go a lot.
Well, it's really freaking expensive.
It is
starters.
Expensive.
Well, it's expensive if you want shade and VIP seating.
And I refuse to go any other way.
Well,
because otherwise it's just effing miserable. It's in September. It's 110 in September.
Right.
In our town.
Right.
Our town.
So I said, yeah, let's go. So we initially started, it's free to the public. Parking is free. There's nothing, everything's free because it's a big PR moment for the military. And the Blue Angels coming is a huge draw, as anybody knows. Everybody knows.
It's so
and so
fun.
I was looking forward to that part. I thought, you know, I think. And so we get there. There's a ton of traffic, of course. Everybody's out and about because it's 70 degrees and gorgeous in California.
Literally
right now.
One of the most beautiful days of the year was yesterday.
We've ever had, right? Mm-hmm. And so we get to the Air Force Base. We get out of the car and I immediately have an IBS attack. And an IBS attack.
Oh, for God's sakes.
That is not diarrhea.
No, I saw your TikTok, by the way, and that was spot on.
Yeah. It is like bombs going off in your gut.
No apparent reason.
Suddenly you look like you're pregnant. You're swelling. You're having inflammation. And I'm like, I've had nothing to eat. No,
yeah.
It's not like I'm not having, it's very painful.
It is.
And on top of that, I've had serious abdominal surgery. And so when you're having flare ups where there's a scar inside your gut.
Oh yeah. I didn't even think about
it's
that.
It's extra next level. It'll make me throw up. It hurts so bad.
God.
It's horrible. So anyway, I'm walking. And of course we have to walk like 2 miles. We have to walk like a mile because where all the planes are versus where you have to park it's a trek.
It's far. It's like going to the fair.
It's worse.
So. We've been saying the times that we go, I'm like, why do they not have a shuttle?
They did have shuttles, but you had to park like a mile
they
away.
They didn't have one at the Capital Air Show. I'm like, this is bullshit. Yeah, what if you're disabled? Them. I'm like, I
know.
No.
It's true. And you know what? So funny, I thought of that. I'm like, what if I'm really elderly and Malia marries this guy and I've got to come to an air show in Travis Air Force Base and I'm 85.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to get a fucking golf cart.
Seriously.
Anyway, so we get to the gate. There's no shade. Everybody is camped under the wings of these ginormous planes.
Because it's the only way you can get shade.
It's the only way you can get shade. And everybody's there to see the Blue Angels.
Yeah, of course.
Now, I thought it was a really... Now, like I said, I have this weird trigger response to air shows.
So you're immediately negative before you even walk in the door.
I was. Yeah. And I think that's where the IBS attack came from, by the way.
Probably.
The stress. And so Daryl's like, what is going on? Like, what do I do with you? And I'm like, let's get an ice cream or something. I need something to help my gut, you know? So...
Because triple whole milk dairy always works.
I'm thinking of a smoothie. I don't know. So we're walking to the food tents and stuff, and then we realize everything is cash only.
Oh, shit.
Well, they had ATMs at the entrance. So
which
they
is
were
like 3,000 miles away now, portable, right?
Right. So we turned around and we walked back. And at this point,
I'll wait here, Daryl. Go ahead.
No, I'm glad I didn't because the ATMs were out of money. So
there was no money.
So I'm like, okay, so this is really much like my childhood. We have nothing to drink. We have no shade, no food. Wonderful. And we're here waiting for Malia and her boyfriend to show up to squire us about. So they arrive and it was amazing. He showed us everything cool. Aww. He explained everything.
Yeah.
We went on this one. Finally, he goes, so the Blue Angels start. They're amazing.
They are.
They're so freaking loud, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you know.
It's just what they do is like mind blowing.
I have some video that I posted on my private Instagram. I might post some of those videos on the Ugly Truth Instagram so you can see, but it's awesome.
It is.
And I was so glad that we stayed. Yeah. So then they're like halfway through their performance and there are thousands of people watching,
yeah,
including military people who are sitting on top of the planes watching from the top so they can see everything. Wow. And I'm like, you're so lucky. You know, all these military guys.
There's gotta be some perks.
So I turn to Connor and I go, we're going to leave because I don't want to deal with a stampede of strollers and people
when it's over.
And he goes, that's fine. He goes, oh wait, though, before you leave, I want to show you one more plane. I'm like, okay. He goes, we call it Fred. And I'm like, Fred? He goes, yeah, it's a huge humongous cargo plane.
Yeah.
He goes, I go, why is it Fred? He goes, well, because we call it, and I'm going to say this just, you know, it's military guys.
Yeah.
Fucking retarded. Something disaster. Okay. It's like the worst plane equipment ever. Equipment disaster. It's one of these planes that requires constant maintenance. It's just a big, like a Jag or a Porsche. It's always needing something worked on it. And he goes, we all hate it, but it's a plane we use all the time. Mm-hmm. He goes, then we started calling it a porn star because it can come in from both ends. And I was like, all right, cool. So we go, and this thing is massive.
Well, they put tanks and stuff in those.
Massive. Well, we went in one cargo plane that can fit a semi truck and two helicopters. Yeah. It did not feel that big. We're like, how do you get that much in there? And he goes, oh, you can make it fit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because they can touch and stuff.
Oh, fuck
yeah. So then we get into this huge one and he goes, I think it was the C5 maybe. I don't know. So I said, where's the cockpit? Because it looked like just a tube with
storage.
Yeah,
you're like, where does the person
see, where do they sit? And then I see this ladder at the very front of the ramp and it's like, straight up it's not stairs, it's a ladder. And he goes, yeah, and it was blocked off to the public obviously because it's very high. And he goes, you guys want to go up? And I'm like, yeah.
Were you wearing appropriate shoes?
Yes.
Okay.
And I knew I'd be walking, so I was wearing those. So he goes, okay. So the guy that was kind of guarding the ladder let us go on. And so it was a straight up climb.
Oh my God, Jamie. But I can't believe you did this.
I got to sit in the cockpit. Malia and I both did.
You take photos?
We took a picture of Malia sitting in it. I just couldn't do it. I look pregnant. I'm like, please don't take any pictures of me
today. Yeah, that's fine. Always use your daughter as the backdrop because she's gorgeous.
So she was sitting. We were both sitting in the cockpit. We were able to watch the Blue Angels from up there because it's like 40 feet off the ground.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. How and so fun. Then Connor showed us the entire thing. The way these things are manned, it's like freaking Star Trek. There's whole crew in the front that sits with the pilot.
Yeah.
And then he's showing the sleeping quarters. And I'm like, and you work on this? He goes, oh, yeah, all the time, every day. And I'm like,
yeah,
Connor, you're so fucking smart.
I know. God, isn't it so great?
I'm so impressed. I was so grateful that he was able to show us all that. Unfortunately, the actual pilot comes up. He goes, hey, are you guys almost done? We're like, yeah, why? He goes, because a lot of people saw you go up and now they're begging me to let them up.
Oh, shit.
And it's quarantined off to the public.
Yeah, so.
We're like, okay, sure. So we went all the way back down and Daryl, of course, rucks his knee on the
thing. Well, better him than you, because normally it would be me to do the thing.
Right. And so we're going down the ramp to leave. And I'm like, that ramp was significant. Like, my thighs were burning. And Daryl goes, well, I'm an old man. I go, why? And he whispered it under his breath, so now I'm telling the world. He's like, I creaked my knee on the thing. And I'm like, damn you!
So now is he limping now?
No, he wasn't limping. He walked it off.
He's like, I'm all right.
All was well. It was a great day, even though it was hot. I've been dealing with IBS now for the last 24 hours. However, you work downtown Sacramento, yes. And you were telling me, now, some people do or don't know, if you follow Celeb News, Leo DiCaprio was filming a film here in Sacramento, yeah. And they were downtown, and a lot of people saw them, and you said that they were filming in front of your work.
They did. I worked dead downtown.
And did you see any celebs?
I did.
Did you see Leo?
I did see Leo. Oh, I didn't. Okay, yeah, I saw Leo. Now, I wasn't as close, like, I wasn't within, you know, 10 or 15 feet of him.
But you still saw him.
But I could see him, yes. And I also saw Sean Penn. I did not know he was in the film. And a bunch of other people that may or may not have been famous, but it was hard to say because they were filming a SWAT team scene.
Oh, okay.
So it was a super action-packed scene. They lit a house on fire.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was real. I couldn't tell who was, because they had the actual police had.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, barricaded. Shut off the streets, sure. And all that stuff so the public couldn't come down there.
Yes.
So it was hard to tell, like, who was the real cops and who were the part of the film. But ultimately, it ended up being like a high speed chase. SWAT team shooting, you know, they had machine guns. I don't know, what do you call them? You know,
blanks.
Assault rifles. But rifles. Yes, but it looked very guns. Real and it sounded real. It's like,
oh my God.
You know, for a long time.
Did you watch?
Yeah. Well, in the beginning I was working.
Can't you be like a walk, like a person, like in the movie, like a back behind the scenes?
They didn't even have, it wasn't an extra type scene.
Oh, okay.
It was literally like the police chasing somebody. Okay. And yeah, and I can't tell you if Leo is a good guy or a bad guy. Oh, okay. I don't know if he's a cop or I don't know what he is.
Okay. Well, but I think what the people really want to know, Stephanie, is he good looking in person?
Jamie, the man is like he's like a shrine of
a
human being.
Is he an Adonis?
God,
so he's really attractive in person?
It doesn't do justice, you know, when you see him on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, honestly, these people are really as beautiful as they look on TV.
Is he creamy white or is he like a tan golden look?
Yeah, and he was in costume. Italian. Yeah, he is. They were in costume. They were in, you know, their full
whatever
they're wearing.
Was he wearing a suit?
No.
What was he wearing? Like SWAT clothes? Like
something like that. Yeah, it was really hard to decipher who was who.
Okay.
Because there were so many of them.
Sure, sure.
So obviously you're looking for the famous people, but there's, you know, 30 other actors that are doing the scene, and they're all wearing the same fucking kind of clothes. So somebody actually pointed him out to me. I was who, where? You know, because they were
he's right there.
Yeah. And so it was one of those scenes. And then during some of the filming, they wouldn't even let us observe because
didn't want people.
Well, we would be in the way. Yes. They were shooting. You know, they wanted to have me standing there in my blue sweater with this dumb smile on my face while they go running by, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So there were times
where we couldn't edit you out.
We couldn't even stand out there. But then there were other times when they were in between shooting where we could. Yeah, and they literally, I was like standing there with, yeah, it the was crew. Really, it was the whole thing was very cool.
Is he tall?
Yes. Taller than I expected.
Oh my God.
Sean Penn is like an elf.
Really?
Yes, he's not tall at all.
I thought Sean Penn was tall.
It didn't appear to me.
Is he cute?
What's
he look like? Just what you expect?
I didn't get as much of a face shot of him.
He's got a schnoz on him.
He does have a schnoz. I find him attractive.
I do too. He's got good hair. I struggle with his previous domestic violence issues.
Same.
However, he's a good actor.
He's a really good actor. Yeah. So all in all, it was a very exciting thing. You know, they came and did
Was it just one day?
No. So the week prior, they did a run through, but the stars weren't there.
Oh, right.
But they had all the production was there.
Standing
it was.
And all that.
I mean, you would not believe how many semi trucks it takes to shoot for 4 hours.
I believe it.
I mean, so much equipment.
They need everything.
Very, very
every
interesting.
Angle. Everything.
Yeah, they did all of that. So we got to see them setting up and doing all of the stuff they were gonna do, and then the following Monday, they actually shot the scene.
I would literally never be able to focus. I would only be watching the entire time.
I'd be like,
I need a smoke break. I don't even smoke. I mean,
everybody was out there from at one point or another more than once. So it was really exciting. I felt really lucky. I was like, wow, this is so crazy.
To have people just watching you work all the time. I would never be able to do it. Never.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for sharing. And if you remember anything about Leo, let us know.
I can't wait. Well, I'm really ready for the movie to come out. I don't know what it's called. Okay. Well, no.
I'm relying on you to tell us.
They were very secretive about it. There was nothing on the IMDb? Trucks or nothing. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I'm so excited that you got to see Leo in person. I just am dying. Yeah. I'm dying.
It was shocking. They didn't tell, they came into our office the night before and said, we're filming tomorrow.
I'll be like, all right. So they kept it
a secret to the last minute. I'll be like,
and if you need anything, you just let me know.
Yeah. The police actually had to let me in because they were not going to let me drive to my office. Oh, they're like, nope, sorry, lady. And I was like, well, how am I supposed to get to work? They're like, you have to park down the street and walk. And I'm like, well, I work at probation. They're like, oh, you work at probation. Let her in. Oh. And then they were like, I was like, oh, thank God. You know,
I got to go in. If you need any intel on probation, you just let me know and I'll share all of my information with Mr. DiCaprio.
It was very, very fun.
Oh my God. All right, everybody, that's the show. We will be back next time with a new episode. Bye.